A terminally ill Auckland man has travelled overseas for potentially life-extending medical care, but is in limbo about when or if he'll be able to secure an MIQ place. This is despite having a return ticket. David Willetts has incurable myeloma and will receive a medical treatment in Singapore for a secondary blood cancer. He says a stem cell transplant from a relative is his last remaining option, and he's been declined the treatment here. His donor sister has travelled with him to Singapore. Both have return airline tickets, but neither has been able to secure an MIQ spot. Mr. Willetts is taking the leap into the unknown, despite the stress and uncertainty, saying his only choice is to have faith that MIQ positions will come through on emergency grounds. But he's concerned that there is a hole in the eligibility criteria, and that although it is accepted by authorities that some people will need to travel overseas for medical treatment that they can't get in New Zealand, there's no provision for them to be automatically eligible for an emergency allocation in MIQ when they return. I spoke to David Willetts late last week, just before he left for Singapore, and asked him to describe his situation.
I have lived with one blood cancer for quite a while, and have been managing it, but it was when I developed a second blood cancer, which I discovered was not that uncommon, with a lot of high-dose chemotherapy floating around. It makes all your prospects so much worse. You don't respond so well to treatment, so it's a much shorter lifespan that you're expected to have with the second blood cancer. So I had to look seriously about what options are available, and my options are very few. The only treatment with some prospect of success is a stem cell transplant.
And that's not possible to happen in New Zealand?
Well, the New Zealand group, the transplant group, considering the application for whatever reasons, declined to treat me, so I decided to look at my options for getting treatment overseas.
I think it's your second stem cell transplant involving a family member. Yes, there's been a successful one previously.
Yes, that's correct. I was incredibly lucky to have two matched sibling donors.
So needing the second one and not being approved for it here, you're travelling, and where are you going? What is it that will happen there? The same procedure, but privately, is it?
Yes, correct. I'm travelling to Singapore, where by all accounts there's an excellent centre for clinical hematology. And my sister, who is the donor, will have to travel with me. And that's really one of the sources of great uncertainty, is that my sister is vital for the procedure, but she doesn't have quite the same health issues that I do. And the question is whether she will be accepted into the for an application for an emergency MIQ allocation is up in the air.
So where are you at in trying to get MIQ approval, place approval for each of you? Please explain.
Well, we've been trying for over a month just through the MIQ system, where you click and hope. We've just been too slow or something, haven't managed to obtain the very few spaces that come at a suitable time. So we are travelling. It's a bit of a Hail Mary, travelling because of out of necessity, having a fatal couple of blood cancers, and with no certainty as to whether we'll be able to come back into the country.
Have each of you booked flights back?
Yes, we have return flights organised.
And then the question is, can you get an MIQ space attached to those flights?
Yeah.
You've simply been joining with everyone else and trying to go through the near lottery, it seems, to find this place. Is there any sort of alternative route for someone needing medical treatment? Is there any other path you can tread?
No, nothing at all that I am aware of. There are people travelling, obviously, for medical reasons, and some of them are quite urgent and life-saving medical reasons. The Ministry of Health actually operates a high-cost treatment pool where they take people who aren't able to be treated in New Zealand for whatever reason for specialised high-cost treatments, and they have a budget of millions of dollars. They're sending people overseas for treatment. We've had correspondence with them, and they say that some of their patients are having to make the same applications for emergency MIQ allocation that other people are making.
So have you attempted allocation on emergency grounds for either you or for yourself and your sister?
Well, that's one of the nubs of the dreadful uncertainty, is that you can't make the application until you are within 2 weeks of your time to travel back to New Zealand.
So you can't sort this out before leaving the country?
No, no. It's one of the great sources of stress.
So once you're over there and you in treatment and she in treatment as a donor, you're going to be in the situation of having to try and book this return booking.
Yes, the great source of uncertainty.
Can you have any contact with a person to make your case for this?
It is very difficult. But I am sure that if one was dedicated and pursued it for enough days, you might find someone within MB to talk to. My wife has diligently pursued these questions and has, from ministers and senior officials, has got return emails. They use a very formulaic response, so they all use the same wording. It's all careful, and it says essentially you'll have to try your luck with the emergency allocation system or through the standard MIQ process.
It sounds like a form letter.
Well, the wording, there's some bits of the wording that is similar. I suppose they don't want to be differing or creating different expectations.
David, how long will the treatment last, and what will you go through, and what will your sister go through?
Well, my sister has to receive a growth-stimulating hormone for 5 days prior to being hooked up to a machine with a few whirring centrifuges, and they will try and collect enough stem cells. It'll take a day. And for some people, not enough stem cells are collected, so they have to go back and be hooked up onto the machine where the blood goes through the centrifuges for a second day. And so that's her process. And, of course, after that, the question of how she feels, how she's responded to the treatment, the stem cell-stimulating treatment, and how well she'll be, she's basically out of the care of the Singapore hospital once she's donated her stem cells. She's just left to it as a private individual. So it'd be highly undesirable for her to be left in Singapore without being able to come back to New Zealand to the care of her medical carers.
But right now she doesn't know when that is. She's going to be joining the lottery and or applying for a medical exemption. But you're telling me that's only can happen within 2 weeks of her proposed return flight.
That's right. And for me, the treatment involves receiving about 5 days of chemotherapy designed to kill off the majority of cells in my bone marrow. And it's timed to coincide with the stem cell harvest so that her fresh stem cells will then be infused into me with the hope that those stem cells will make themselves at home in my bone marrow. Also hoping that the pre-existing cancers which are in the bone marrow don't take advantage of the chemotherapy to take over. So we've got to hope that the stem cells engraft. Once the stem cells are engrafting, a little battle goes on where the new stem cells, the grafted stem cells, battle it out with the remaining host cells for supremacy. And I've experienced this once before, and I was very lucky. I had an excellent engraftment, and so I'm quietly hoping that another very similar sibling, I will have a very successful stem cell transplant. But the process is inherently risky, which is one of the reasons why I would have been declined the treatment in New Zealand.
Okay. So recuperation, and realistically, how long till you will be medically ready to travel back, do you think?
That the standard period is 100 days post-transplant. My specialist in Singapore tells me that he gets a number of people from Hong Kong coming through. They're very sort of price sensitive, and some of them are travelling within 6 weeks of transplant. That would depend on their white blood cell counts and how their immune system has recovered.
So you'll be going through this process. Family will be carrying this burden too. At the same time, you don't know when you will get an MIQ booking. You've got your return flight booked. You don't know when you're going to be able to match those two, even if you're going to be able to match those two. And again, under the current rules, it would be within a fortnight of departure that they might consider a medical exemption. Am I correct?
Yes, correct. Yep.
What is your comment, not only on your own situation? Well, first, what is it? Because are we've got some level of priority over these MIQ places. Some of it's to do with humanitarian grounds. Some of it is to do with bringing critical workers into the country. We know everyone is telling us the bars are high. But what is your comment first on how any priority places are being allocated and managed?
Well, for someone in my situation, there's not much sign of a priority system. I don't know about people who are travelling for employment purposes, but in terms of the emergency allocation, one of the biggest problems is that, you know, I'm quietly confident I have significant enough medical needs which will need to be met when I return to New Zealand, that I feel that I would meet the category one of the emergency allocation requests. But my concern is there's the donor, and I haven't travelled with family support because my family members are so concerned that they there's no guarantee at all that they would meet the emergency allocation criteria. And so they might be just stuck there, clicking on the standard MIQ spaces futilely for another few months.
So you're doing this on your own?
Yeah, exactly.
Your comment overall on the system, having been trying to make your way through, and look, this isn't new now. You know, our first lockdown, we come out of our first lockdown over a year ago now, or around a year ago. Your comment on how it works and whether it is anything like optimal.
Oh, boy. You know, I think that what would be really good to see would be some progress. I'm under the impression that this system hasn't changed significantly since it was brought in. And I think there is scope for improvement, scope for looking at people with fatal illnesses who are travelling for treatment to have some recognition for them. And I'm sure there are other special groups that would argue that they have very valid grounds to have something better than a lottery system for getting returning to New Zealand.
You made clear when trying to make contact directly with anyone, as opposed to just going on the website, the reasons for which you were travelling overseas, correct?
Oh, yes, correct.
And yet the reply that came back said what?
The replies were pretty formulaic, and as I said before, in a nutshell, it was, you know, you take your chances with MIQ, and you could try the emergency allocation request, but good luck.
Is this humane? I know a lot of people are suffering. I know people have missed funerals. Family members have passed away and they haven't been able to get home to see them. Families have been separated for goodness knows how long on different sides of the world. But for a person in your situation, going through what you're about to go through, and I can't imagine there's too many of you this year, is this humane?
Well, it's certainly very stressful. And people with fatal diseases and illnesses are under an enormous amount of stress as it is, without that big question mark of, will I be able to get home?
Are you in a way also speaking out for others? Because yours is quite an extreme case, David, but do you believe there will be many others for whom the stress of trying to navigate what can be a near impossible system, unless you're prepared to pay in some cases $2,500 to a third party to go ahead and do this for you, are others on your mind as well?
Oh, certainly. I encountered issues to do with my treatment over the years, and every time that I've surmounted some obstacle or come through some process, I've always felt that I hope that it's easier for the next person.
And that is David Willetts. I was speaking to him late last week, just before he left for Singapore over the weekend for his stem cell treatment. His sister has gone with him to be the donor. Neither was able to secure an MIQ spot in advance of leaving the country. They have literally flown into the unknown. Well, among their efforts to secure MIQ places, the Willetts wrote to COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins and to MBIE's Chief Executive. They did get a response, which was the one David's been outlining to you. Formulaic style responses that amounted to try your chances with MIQ. And you could also MIQ bookings, and you could also try the emergency allocation process. Of course, that's only possible to do that within 2 weeks of a return date. We've also we've contacted the Office of the Minister of COVID-19 Response, Chris Hipkins, this morning to try and get some kind of response to David Willetts' situation. We will bring you any when it comes to us. We've also tried to clarify the situation with MIQ, particularly on the eligibility for New Zealanders trying to return home after having had medical treatment overseas. And what MBIE has told us is that there are currently 350 rooms per fortnight set aside for those who need to travel urgently. An MIQ spokesperson says there's a very restrictive emergency allocation criteria, and this is a last resort option with a very high threshold. They add that these decisions are not easy ones to make, and that they're sympathetic to the distressing situations people applying for an emergency allocation are in. The spokesperson says MIQ also needs to prioritise the applications to ensure they reflect the most urgent and time-critical situations. Again, repeats, there is a very restrictive criteria that this is a last resort option and a very high threshold. MIQ also says it's not able to consider applications more than 14 days from the intended date of departure. This is because the emergency allocation process exists for limited situations which require urgent travel to New Zealand within the next 14 days, and to be eligible for an emergency allocation, the travel must be time critical, the applicant must be legally entitled to enter New Zealand, and they must be willing to travel within 7 days of making their application. Which truly does raise the issue around someone receiving medical, complex medical treatment overseas. You heard David Willetts saying he believes there is clearly a gap in the system, and that it's not just his case, but that the Ministry of Health's own high-cost treatment pool patients going overseas for procedures are also having to take this gamble. We'll bring you any response when one comes.